Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Its pages burn with the truth eternal, and they glow with the light of life. The Bible's hands go, the hills may tumble. It will firmly stand when the earth shall crumble. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Thank you for listening today to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, today as we continue in our study of the book of Colossians, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 through 14, and we have titled this section, Behind the Scenes. Behind the Scenes. Have you ever seen one of those behind the scenes people? They don't get much credit, but boy, without them, my goodness, no work would happen. We also thank you, our listeners. You're many of our behind-the-scenes people, too, because we know that there are many of you out there who pray for us, perhaps pray every day for this ministry. We need our listeners to pray. We're trying to expand even more in our radio broadcast, and we'd like to be in more areas. And we just need to have the Holy Spirit to open those doors for us. And so if you would pray that way, that this ministry would be able to expand, we'd appreciate that so very much. As you know, that this is a Bible teaching ministry. We go verse by verse, normally through a book of the Bible. At the end of the book of the Bible, I'll oftentimes have what I call a between the books study. And then after that between the book study, which is usually 1 or 2 weeks long at the most, then we go back to our regular book of the Bible study, verse by verse. And we want you to be a part of that. And we want you to pray that this ministry will have an impact on God's people. We don't want to be, as the book of Amos speaks, of being a famine in the land, that is a famine of hearing of the word of the Lord. And we want to teach the Word of God as it is to men as they are. And so I covet your prayers and support in this ministry, that we might be able to see that it goes far beyond our present reaches, simply because we want the Word of God being taught to God's people. And we want to give them knowledge that will equip them to be better servants for the Lord Jesus Christ in their various local churches. If you're listening to this radio ministry, you may ask your pastor if he has listened to this broadcast. If he has not, encourage him to listen. We want to support pastors. We want to encourage pastors. We want to be a help to them. And so ask your pastor to listen in to this, the Lamp and Light broadcast. Now, if you will, take your Bibles and turn with us to Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 through 14. I hope you'll have pencil and paper, and that you'll take good notes. I trust that if you have any questions about this lesson today or these messages over the next few days, or you have a Bible question that you'll simply write and ask us the Bible question, and we'll try to answer it. So if you have your King James Bible ready, in Colossians chapter 4 and verses 7 through 14. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts, with Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, who is one of you. They shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, saluteth you, and Marcus, sister son to Barnabas. Touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, who are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluteth you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. For I bear him record that he hath a great zeal for you and them that are in Laodicea and them in Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved physician, and Demas greet you. The passage before us here gives a behind-the-scenes look into a ministry. When Paul said, I have planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase, he knew that his name would be unknown and the ministry a great big zero with the ring rubbed out if God had not supplied laborers and then God himself blessed and increased the work. That's why when Paul writes to the people at Corinth, he says we are fellow laborers with God, not their fellow laborers with him. They are fellow laborers with God. In my ministry, I have the capacity to tear the work apart. But I'll tell you this, the increase of the ministry, whether it's the church I pastor, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, or whether it is this radio ministry, I can tear it apart, but its increase is of God. God gives us many behind-the-scenes people. And I praise God for all of those that have been in the ministry to where God has called me. The only right way to praise any sermon or any work in this ministry is to glorify, praise, and thank God for it, not this preacher nor any man. Now, Paul acknowledges under the direction of the Holy Spirit his fellow laborers who labor behind the scenes. It reminds us of one day in eternal glory when the last are made first and the first are made last. Many of you listening today, you're not preachers. You're not even called to preach or pastor. And this message is for you. You may be the man in the pew. You may not teach Sunday school. You may not have what we would call a position in the church. But no, nonetheless, you are a dear servant of God. Now, our text shows us eight behind-the-scenes people. And we want to look at them today. First of all, there is Tychicus in verse 7 of Colossians 4. Now, there are some interesting words here in this verse. All my state shall Tychicus declare unto you, who is a beloved brother and a faithful minister and fellow servant in the Lord. Now that word minister comes from the Greek word diakonos. We get our word deacon from it. Now deacon is actually just transliterated from this word. It's not a translation of the Greek word. It's a transliteration. In other words, it's given an English sound and spelling for the Greek word, but it's not really translated. Diakonos, or deacon, actually means errand runner. And the main idea is service or advantage that is rendered to another. And so that is what the office of a deacon is to do. It's an errand runner. That's actually the word meant to run through the dust. Now, that was a good position to have in those days, is to be an errand runner for a master. It was a good position, and it wasn't one to be derided. Now, today, if I say, in most churches, if I say, well, you deacons are errand runners, boy, people get mad at me. And they say, man, what's the matter with you? You shouldn't degrade that office like that, but actually, that's what the word means. And that was part of the involvement, and they dealt in that area of running an errand. And if you'll remember the first deacons in Acts chapter 6, their errand was so that these apostles could give themselves to the study of God's word and to prayer and to proclaiming it. They served the tables and they made sure that all of that got taken care of, that widows got their part of the daily ministration. In the New Testament original, there are no less than eight words used for the idea of servant. For example, there were temple servants, and they were called latruo. And then there were the oiketes, which were household servants. And then probably the most well-known by us may be doulos. a bondservant. He was the lowest of servants. This is how Paul, the apostle, often referred to himself as a doulos, a bondservant, the lowest of the low, unto the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see here that Tychicus is a ministering servant of Paul. Now, today's world makes heroes out of sports players. It makes heroes out of strong men, of businessmen. But the world does not make heroes out of a man's personal valet. But we have a God who gets excited about people who work behind the scenes faithfully, and they do it for years, and they do it with joy. I have mentioned to you before about Brother Dick Vaught, our technician here, who has done this for years voluntarily, putting in many, many, many hours in our ministry. And this is the kind of a man that God gets excited about. Now, his errand is to carry this letter, which is a part of the very word of God, to the Colossian people. Now, there is nothing said of his looks, his dress, or his intellectual level. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 through 29, we read this: "For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." Now, isn't it wonderful that I don't have to be noble or mighty or a wise man to be used in the important work and service of God? Nearly 150 years ago, there was a bootmaker's errand boy. Now, anybody could have done that low-paying job. There were no skills or talents required for this job. But thank God, D.L. Moody didn't think he had to be somebody or come from important stock in order to be used or called of God. And that bootmaker's errand boy was used mightily of God. This man in our text is faithful, and this is the man that will stick to the job. He'll get the job done. He will not leave or forsake when hardness comes, when there are hurt feelings. He'll still be there. And so Paul calls him there in verse 7 of Colossians 4, his fellow servant. Oh, what a beautiful way to be called, a fellow servant. That comes from the Greek word son doulos. Son means together, and doulos means slave. In other words, a fellow slave in the same natural condition. We have people in our church that are deacons, not in office, but in the work that they do. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.